Franklin County, June 28th, 4 o'clock. Council members present are Kilpatrick, Sheldon, Tackett, Holland, Smiley, Cartier, and Diller, and Chris Bullock, and Anthony DeFury is taking notes. Legislative aid. Now approval of minutes.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it. Resolution 16-108. Authorizing the county executive to sign the Delaware Public Employees Council 81. The American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees ASME, affiliate local 459 collective bargaining agreement. It's under my sponsorship. I'm going to toss this over to our general manager of HR, if she would address this body. Ms. Dunning.
Yes, President. Christine Dunning, CHRO. As you're aware, the county management has been in negotiations with various unions, and in good faith bargaining, we've met several times, and their membership has ratified the agreement. There's three exhibits attached to that will discuss the pay plans and the rates. One is for 2016, one's for 17, and one's for 18. And if you look at the second page, it highlights some of the main different changes from the last contract, which would be salary and wages, the further days, the special event time, the increase of 1.5, the uniforms. They're the major highlights. If you're talking about the budgetary impact, I would defer to Ed here on the numbers and everything. But we did a double check process, meaning that HR went through the pay plans and then gave it over to the finance department for them to make sure they have the correct figures.
Okay, thank you. Comments, questions, or concerns from council members? Councilmember Woods has joined us for the record. Any comments? Mr. Sheldon.
Thanks, Mr. President. The five furlough days, is that on top of the furlough days that we provide now, or is that just 5 days?
Ed Melowicki, the five furlough days are this is for the next the contract that begins April 1st.
Okay.
So it's not additional. There's five furlough days. These are new five furlough days. And just avoiding confusion about the cost of the five furlough days.
Okay.
We budget for 260 days, working days. They could be made up of regular pay, sick pay, vacation pay, furlough days. So there is no additional cost to the budget for furlough days. But if you want to equate a value to those 5 days for the 459 union over those 3 years, it's about $225,000. What those five probably equate to, but not additional money.
Right, no, I get that. Okay, I just didn't know if it's, I didn't know how to furlough
days. Yeah, these furlough days, this is different from last year. These five furlough days are for the term of the contract. It's not each year.
Oh, I got your future.
For the next 3 years, over the term of the contract.
3 years.
Yeah, okay. So.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Michelle. Ms. Dunning.
Councilman, just to let you know, too, that for some reason an employee were to leave prior to the contract ending, furlough days are not counted towards their severance package. You either, it's either you use them or you lose them.
So I lose them. I use them for a lot.
Any other questions, concerns, or questions? Anything from the public? Seeing none, moving on. Thank you, Ms. Dunning and Mr. Miller-Wicky. Agenda item number 5. Pike Creek Recreational Services versus Newcastle County. Ask the law department if you would.
Bernard Cook, McKay County Attorney. We are here today. We're here with our outside counsel, Max Walton. I'm going to turn it over to Max, and we will be requesting an executive session to give the council a strategy update on this matter.
Is there a motion to that effect?
So moved. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Please clear the room for purposes of hearing from law with respect to pending litigation. Except by aid and Carol.
Mr. Chief.
Okay. Okay. The motion was moved for the purposes of a strategy session on Pike Creek, respect to pending litigation for the record.
Are we going to Mulaney's thing?
What? Mr. Mulaney? Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
He's allowed to stay, yes. Okay. This session, as the doors are open.
Trying to get in.
Well, I thought they won the lottery trying to get in.
The votes were taken. We're turning back to the agenda. I do have something that we need to act on in terms of committee assignments. Ms. Kilpatrick has agreed to be co-chair for land use, and Mr. Woods has agreed to be co-chair for economic development. Is there a motion to accept those assignments?
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
The ayes have it. Thank you so much.
Anybody opposed?
Welcome, Councilman Woods.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Welcome,
yeah. And you have something on the other side?
Yes, I wanted to thank everyone for reappointing my aide. I understand that everybody wanted her to go, but. Okay. Yeah. No, I really wanted to thank you, and I'm sorry for missing my first meeting, but unfortunately, I had a trip scheduled for a year, and if I wouldn't have gone, I think I would not be, I would be single. So, but I wanted to thank everybody for that, and looking forward to working with them.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome. Today's your first day.
First day.
Great. All right. Mr. Smiley.
For the record, you have 11 friends because I tried to spend your grant money and they wouldn't let me. I'm going to be honest before you listen to the recording.
Anything else on the other? Mr. Pro Tem.
Thank you, Mr. President. There's an annexation that's published on our agenda for this evening, and it was inadvertently left off of any of the committee meetings today.
Yeah.
So I've been advised that I should make an announcement here today, not discuss it in the executive committee meeting, but just to let the public know that it was inadvertently left off any of our agendas, and we will discuss it tonight before the vote on the floor.
Okay.
This is an annexation of about 2 acres into the city of Wilmington.
It's under your sponsorship?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Anything else? Thank you, Mr. Hopkins. Mr. Smiley?
Motion adjourned.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
The ayes have it. Enjoy your dinner.
I couldn't find any public, so.
So that's the. We need.